So, a little history on Rogan. We adopted him from China when he was 2.5 years old and 16 pounds. He was originally given a cerebral palsy diagnosis. We adopted him at 2.5, got back here, and it was immediately trying to figure out exactly what he is needing. We found a developmental pediatrician. He originally had his doubts, but we kind of rode that train for a little while. Fast forward 1.5 years or so he would be around 4 at this point. We started noticing behaviors starting to form. He was always checking in with his hands. He would need to make sure things were a certain way. Cards were lined up, his toys were lined up, had to be in a particular manner. Kind of looking off once he would tell him something, you could just literally see him trying to process what was being said. So those were a lot of the earlier signs that we were noticing. So he was ultimately referred to a psychologist from his developmental pediatrician. Various assessments were done. Ultimately, he was given an ADOS assessment, which kind of confirmed everyone's suspicions. It really didn't catch us too off guard, right? We had a fairly good idea that that's what we were dealing with. He would have been 5. So since we were originally treating him as a child with cerebral palsy, we got on with early intervention, which phases you out at 3. So adopting him at 2.5 is a really small window. So with that, we were essentially phasing him out as soon as the process got started. So thankfully, we were able to get services lined up for him, which eventually we rolled over into private services. Once he had his phase out with early intervention, he then started in the school system with the IEPs.